morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
Thank you for reading the scriptures together today for Romans.
感谢你们今天一起把罗马书就圣经已经读过了。
There are some thoughts from that scripture lesson that I will be sharing in the message today.
那在这段经文里面，我有一些想法和感受，我想跟大家今天分享。
And there are a few other verses of scripture that I'll share with you as we go along.
那我们继续进展的时候，我会跟你们分享更多的经文。
I want to talk to you today about the effect of sanctification on the human heart.
今天呢，我想讨论的是人心的成圣。
I'm sure you all know what that word is, sanctification.
我想你们大概都知道这个词，成圣。
But I will try to help define it from the scriptures today for you.
那我今天想从经文的角度来向大家就是确定一下它的意思。
In our particular denomination, the Wesleyan Church, we like to emphasize that experience that God wants to give to us.
在我们这个宗派里面这个卫斯理 Church 教会，我们特别强调这一点。
And that experience is the sanctifying or the purifying of the human heart.
那它这个宗旨呢，精神呢，就是要使得心灵和心灵能够成圣，能够纯洁。
John Wesley gives a definition of Christianity this way.
约翰·卫斯理给这个基督信仰这样一个定义。
He said, repentance is the port. Think of the of a house. Repentance is the porch.
那你又要考虑一个房大的房子，那个悔改是房子的前面的这个小。
Faith is the door.
信仰信心是门。
We go through the door and then we get inside and holiness or sanctification is everything that's inside.
那我们进了这个门，那这个圣洁和成圣就是这个房子里的所有。
In other words, once God gets in the house through our faith, He wants to clean the house up.
那另外的说法就是，当神进入我们的房子的时候呢，他想使我们全然清洁。
Do we all understand what it is to have a messy house?
我们大概都理解这个一个乱糟糟的房子是怎么回事。
Some you have children.
那你们有一些有小孩子。
You know what a messy house can be.
你知道这个房子能有多乱。
But spiritually, we also have a messy house.
那在灵魂上，我们也有一个非常乱的房子。
Because of sin.Our lives, which are the house, are filled with bad things.
那因着罪，我们的房子，我们里面填满了非常多的坏的东西。
When we come to Jesus and we believe in Him and we have faith in Him, we open the door.
那当我们来到耶稣面前，当我们对他有信心的时候，我们的心的门就打开了。
And when we let God into the house.And he doesn't like what he sees sometimes.
当他进入我们的心里面的时候，他有些时候就不喜欢里面看到的东西。
And God's desire is to clean up the whole house.
那神的热心呢，就是要使得这个房子全然的清洁。
And that's why the Bible has so much to say about this process of sanctifying the human heart.
那这也正是为什么圣经在如此多的地方讲到了要把人心能够成圣。
We find that word sanctify 830 times in the Old Testament.
那在旧约里面有830次提到了这个成圣的概念。
And 268 times in the New Testament.
新约里面有268次。
So it must be important to God.
所以对神来讲这一定很重要。
It must mean that God wants to do more with us than just save our soul.
那一定是神想让我们非常想做的一件事情。那在拯救了我们灵魂之后，一个更重要的事情。
In fact, in the New Testament, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it says this.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章这样讲。
This is the will of God, even your sanctification.
那神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫情。
And also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says this.
也同样在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章这样讲。
May the God of peace sanctify you wholly.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。
So what is this sanctifying process?
那到底这个成圣的过程是什么呢？
There's been controversy over defining that word.
那在定义这个词的时候呢，有很多的争论。
In the Old Testament, when we see the word sanctify,
在旧约中我们看到这个成圣的词的时候，
we think of God setting something aside, setting a person aside, or something aside to be pure.
那我们想的就是神把这个人从众人中分离出来，放在一边，让他成为圣洁。
In the New Testament, we think of the definition this way.
那在新约中我们认为它的定义是这样子。
God wants to purify or cleanse the human heart.
神想要净化，想要纯洁我们的内心。
He wants to make us clean.
他想让我们圣洁。
We do not become clean the moment we give our hearts to Jesus and are saved.
那我们信耶稣和得救的时候呢，我们其实还不是洁净的。
So I want to share with you some of the ways in which God sanctifies the heart.
所以我想要跟大家分享一下，神到底是用哪些方式来能够让我们的心灵得成圣。
First of all, God sanctifying us creates a deeper hunger for God.
那首先的是神，他使我们成圣，是产生了我们内心一个对神的渴慕。
We understand what hunger is, don't we?
我们都知道什么是渴慕和饥饿，对吧？
If we all skipped lunch today, we would be very hungry by mid-afternoon.
那我们如果今天不吃午饭的话，那下午的时候肯定会很饿。
Hunger is a natural appetite or drive of the human body.
那饥饿是一个自然的人这个食欲催生的一个身体的感受。
And Jesus talked about it in his great Sermon on the Mount.
那主耶稣基督他在山上讨论过这个问题。
When he said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness."
那些在灵里谦虚的人有得福了。
And so God's sanctifying power gives us a deeper hunger for God.
那神那使我们的心灵成圣，从而使我们对神有一个更深的渴慕。
The reason for that is when God cleanses our heart, we do not have such a great desire to fulfill the carnal nature or the sinful nature.
那
When God sanctifies the heart, we are not as desirous for the sinful things of the world.
Okay. 那当我们神洁净我们内心的时候呢，我们就对世上的那些罪恶的事情呢，就没有兴趣了。
Because again, when we're first saved, we still have that sinful nature, and those many of those sinful desires.
那再提一遍，就是当我们初次得救的时候呢，我们内之中还是有很多的这个罪恶的本性。
Even though we've been forgiven of our sins in the past.
即使是我们过去的罪恶都被赦免了，
We still struggle with the problem of sin in our lives.
我们仍然为着我们现在的这个生活中的这个罪恶的问题在征战。
And all of us struggle with temptations and sin in the world and in our lives.
那所有我们每个人都是就是在与这个诱惑在世界上的这个吸引所征战。
And God doesn't want us to live like that all of our life.
神并不想让我们每个人这样子一辈子这样子生活。
God really wants us to live a victorious life.
神真的想让我们生活的是一个得胜的生活。
And if He wants us to have victory, He wants us to have victory all the time in our lives.
他如果想让我们得胜的话，他让我们一辈子都是得胜的。
It's not just I have some victory today and tomorrow not, and you know, I live a long life sinning and still trying to serve God.
那他并不想的是我们今天、明天有一点点小的得胜之后呢，然后后。今生还在其他的最终生活中还同样服侍神，他不希望我们这样。
God really wants to deal with the sin in our life.
神真的是想要解决我们生活中的罪恶。
And so when we seek His sanctifying or purifying grace, we can have victory over sin.
所以当我们寻求这个神啊、使我们成圣的这个能力的时候呢，我们就能够战胜。
So when God cleanses our heart, we have a deeper hunger for God than we ever had before.
所以我们被神帮助我们成圣的时候，我们对神就有一个比以前更深的渴慕。
It helps us to go beyond the milk of the word. The Bible speaks of the milk in the word.
那就使得我们能够克服这所谓这个世界上的这个奶。那圣经里面有没有提到这个世界上属于世界的这个奶
？In the book of First Peter, he speaks about the milk of the word.
对，是 word
of the Bible.
Okay, 在彼得前书里面，在彼得前书里面呢，就是提到了这个是灵奶，是神的话语的奶。
So we go beyond the milk of the word and get into the meat of the word.
那所以我们能够脱离这个只是吃奶的这个神话语吃奶的状态呢，从而能够进步，能够吃属灵的干粮。
In other words, we get beyond the babyhood, and get into adulthood.
那另外一个说法就是，我们从小婴孩长大成人。
We give milk to the baby, but meat to the adult.
我们给婴儿喝奶，给干粮，给大人吃干粮。
Some people in the Christian walk, they just want to stay with the milk all the time.
那有些基督徒的生活呢，他们就只是想喝奶。
And when they do that, they never grow up.
那如果这么做的话，他们永远长不大。
They never go deeper with God.
他们永远与神没有更深的交流。
That's why we need God's sanctifying grace in our lives.
这正是为什么我们需要神使我们成圣的恩典。
So all of us should desire that in our lives today.
所以我们在今天的生活之中，我们都应该渴慕这一点。
Another thing that God's sanctifying grace does, it brings the healing of the heart.
那在另外一方面呢，就是神的这个成圣过程使我们的心灵得到医治。
Now I've been talking about that some when I talk about getting rid of sin, but God wants to heal our heart.Of its brokenness.
所以我们讨论了这个除去罪，那神其实也是非常想让我们的心灵得到了洁净。
David said it this way: Create in me a clean heart, O God, and a right spirit within me.
神那
David said, Create in me a clean heart, O God.
圣经中这样讲，就是神啊，求你给我造一颗清洁的心，在我的心里面有一个。
Oh, that all of us might pray that prayer that David prayed.
也许我们每一个人都是祷告过这个大卫的这一段祷告。
Oh, that all of us might want to have a clean heart.
我们每一个人都希望有一个清洁的心。
Not just forgiven of our sins.
不只是赦免了我们自己的罪。
But a cleansing, a washing of the heart.
那是那个。清洁那个清洗我们内心。
And David likened that to having a right spirit in our soul.
那大卫呢，就是也是渴望着我们内心中有一个非常一个正确的一个灵。
And that clean heart helps us to live our lives the way God wants us to live it.
那一个洁净的心呢，可以帮助我们过一个神所喜悦我们的生活。
That means cleansing our hearts from all of the terrible, bad things that we have within us.
所以这就意味着要清洁我们内心中所有的坏的事情。
That means changing our lives and turning us around, completely around in our lives.
它意味着改变我们的生活，完全的使我们的生命翻转。
I think of it this way, back when I first gave my heart to Jesus.
那我是在我刚开始把我的心交给主耶稣的时候，我是这么想的。
It's like I was walking in sin in this direction toward hell.
那就像是我往这个方向走，走向的是罪恶和地狱。
And when I was 18 years old, God came to me.
那当我18岁的时候，神来到我这里。
And spoke to my heart, and I opened my heart to him.
那他向我的心说话，我也向他展开我的心。
And that night I became a Christian, and I was saved by God's grace.
那在那一天，我变成了一个基督徒，我被神的恩典所得着。
And when that happened, I turned completely around the opposite way.
那当那个事情发生的时候，我就完全的翻转到了另外一个方向。
And now I was living a whole new life, going in this direction toward heaven.
那我就过着一个全新的生活，在这个沿着这个方向，向着天堂的方向。
But at that moment, I still had a lot of the things in my life that were bad and sinful.
但是在那个时候，在我的生命当中，依然有很多不好的事。
And I had to learn from God what those things were.
那我还得要向神学习，首先这些是什么事情。
I didn't even know what things were sinful and what things were not sinful in my life.
那时候我甚至不知道在我的生命中哪些事情是有罪的。
I knew I was forgiven.
我知道我得了赦免。
I knew I was going in a new direction.
我知道我已经向一个新的方向前进。
But I didn't know what all the things were in my life that were wrong or bad.
那我其实还不知道我在生命中哪些事情是错误的或者是错对坏的。
I had to learn about those from the Word of God.
那我必须要通过神的话语来学习这些。
And I had to learn about those from the preaching of the Bible.
那我要也要像是这个讲道，从讲道中来学习。
And I had to ask God to reveal to me and show to me what those bad things were.
我也向神来祈求，让他来向我显现到底这些事情是些什么事情。
And when I made a serious decision to seek those things out, that's when God cleansed my heart.
那当我做一个非常严肃的一个决定，说我要让洁净我的内心的时候呢，这个时候才神才开始洁净我的内心。
Now it didn't all happen at once.
它不是一下发生的。
When God gets inside the house, he doesn't occupy every room until we let him in.
那当神进入我们的内心的房间的时候，房子的时候呢，我们如果不想让他进入每一个房间的话，他并不是会进入每一个房间的。
And there are many, many, many rooms in this house.
那在这个心灵的房子里面有非常多的房间。
I don't even know if God has found all of the rooms yet in my house.
我还不知道神有没有到现在已经找到了所有的房间。
But as God reveals various things in my life, in this room or that room or the other room, I say, Oh God, cleanse this room in my heart.
当神向我显现，就是展示这个房间里面这个房那个房间有各种不好的东西的时候，我就会祈求神啊，请你给我洁净我这些地方。
And all of this is the sanctifying process of God.
这些呢，正是神使我们成圣的一个过程。
I believe there's a time when we make a decision to say, God, cleanse my heart.
那我相信的是，有那么一个时间点上，我就向神祈求神啊，你给我洁净我的心。
And that's when the process begins.
那这就是这个过程的开始。
And then we are with that hunger for God. God can really go into all the rooms of our heart.
那对着那个因着那个对神的那个渴慕的心，神就会进入我们内心的所有的房间。
And as he does that, he purifies, he brings healing to the heart.
那当他这么做的时候呢，神就医治我们的心。
When we have that heart healing, it changes our attitude toward everything in life.
当我们有这个心灵得医治的时候，啊，它彻底的改变我们对每件事情的态度。
I will share some characteristics of a cleansed heart or purified heart.
那我要分享一些一个被洁净的心的一些特点。
A pure heart gives us more concern for other people than for ourselves.
那一个洁净的心呢，能够使得我们对考虑别人更多于考虑自己。
We think of others first and ourselves last.
那我们首先是先体谅别人，然后我们自己呢考虑的会少一点。
That's why we have a great passion for souls.
那正是为什么我们对拯救世上的灵魂有一个非常大的热心。
It's because God has healed our own heart.
那正是因为神医治了我们的心。
And now we want others to have a healed heart as well.
那我们也想让别人有一个得医治的内心。
With a healed heart, it makes our motives are right.
那有一个得医治的心呢，我们的动机就对了。
We have pure motives.
我们有一个洁净的一个动机。
We do not have any ulterior motive, any other motive.
我们没有其他的动机。
Our motivation is to serve God because our heart has been healed.
因着我们的心被得医治了，我们的动机就是为了服侍神。
The scripture says we have this attitude. We have in honor preferring one another, the Bible says. In honor preferring one another. In other words, what you desire is more important than what I desire.
那就是神有洁净医治的内心，就是说神所看重的我们比我们内心看重要更重要。
It sweetens us up.
使得我们更做一个更亲善更和善的一个人。
We go from a sour attitude to a sweet attitude.
那我们的态度会由以前的那个酸溜溜的变成了一个更甜美甜蜜的一个态度。
Now I know sometimes sweet and sour go together with Chinese food.
那我知道有时中餐的话，这个酸甜有时候是一起的。
But for this illustration, we want to get rid of the sour and take on the sweet.
但在这个例子上，我们想除掉酸，要留下甜。
And a person who has a cleansed heart, they're a joy to be around. It's a joy to be around someone whose heart has been healed by God.
那当一个人的心灵得医治的时候呢，你跟这个人相处的时候，你就喜欢在他周围。
Furthermore, sanctification brings the healing of the mind.
那更深一步呢，这个成圣它会带来人灵魂的医治。
In fact, in Romans 8:27 in the scripture today, it speaks, in Romans 12:2, it speaks of a renewing of the mind.
在罗马书第十二章二节的时候，他讲到了心意更新变换。
In other words, the sanctifying power of God straightens out our thinking.
那另外一个说法就是这个。灵魂的这个成圣，它就使得我们的这个思考能够正确。
The scripture speaks about really it being a humility of the mind.
其实就是让这个心灵得到谦卑。
Listen to what Acts 20 verse 19 says.
这个使徒行传，sorry, say again.
Acts 20 verse 19.
使徒行传，20章。
And I'll read that verse. Serving the Lord with all humility of mind. That's what Acts 20:19 says. Serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations.
Okay. That 服侍主凡事谦卑，眼中流泪，又因犹太人凡事主就是这样，服侍主凡事谦卑，眼中流泪。
In other words, with sanctification, our mind comes under subjection of the Holy Spirit.
那另外的说法就是，当我们的心灵得到了这个成圣的话，我们就完全顺服在神的权柄之下。
So the scripture we read today in Romans chapter 8 speaks about our being under subjection to the Holy Spirit.
那我们今天读的罗马书第八章呢，就是讲我们完全顺服在圣灵之下。
And that's what happens when God cleanses the heart. We come under His control more fully.
那这就是我们这个内心得到洁净之后，我们更加完全的在他的掌握之下。
And we become subject to and obedient to the Holy Spirit.
我们就完全依靠顺服我们的神。
So then we can do what Philippians chapter 4 says. I'll just quote the verse.
Okay, 腓立比书四章。
Okay, in Philippians it says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, or right, or pure, lovely, admirable, I don't know how many words you want.That's Philippians 4:8.
Yes.
Philippians chapter 4.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
So in other words, that verse says God gives us power to overcome all temptations.
所以另外的说法就是，神给我们力量能够克服所有的诱惑。
And God will help us to overcome all the enemies of our soul.
那神会给我们力量能够克服我们灵魂的所有敌人。
There is nothing too hard for God.
对神没有难事。
Do we believe that?
我们相信这一点吗？
You're supposed to say amen.
Amen. 你们应该说 amen.
If you believe that.
如果你们相信的话。
Okay. Well, God is in the business of healing. Also,sanctification will heal the emotions as well.
神一直是在做医治的工作，那他同时也医治我们的情绪。
It's a wonderful thing that God can heal our emotions and our feelings.
那神能够医治我们的感觉和我们情绪，这是一个非常美好的事。
Because we all have bad feelings.
因为我们每个人都有不好的情绪。
And God wants to cleanse us of those things as well.
那神也想医治、清洁这些东西。
The Bible says it this way: He wants to take out the root of bitterness.
那神这样说的：我想要把苦毒的根去掉。
And again, get replaced by His sweetness.
那取而代之的是他的甜美。
So feelings of hate and anger can be dealt with by God.
所以，神可以解决那个仇恨和愤怒的情绪。
That is part of the sanctifying process.
这正是成圣的过程的一部分。
We don't have to say, "Oh, that's my personality. That's the way I am. I can't help it."
我们没有必要说这是我的性格，这是我的一部分，我没有办法改变。
Because God wants to make all of us holy people.
因为神想让我们每个人都是一个圣洁的人。
He said it in the Bible.
他在圣经里面就讲了。
He said, "Be ye holy as I am holy."
那要像我一样圣洁。
That's pretty clear.
就很清楚。
And if he said it, it must mean he can do it.
那如果他这么说，那一定是我们能做到。
He wouldn't promise something to us that he couldn't fulfill.
那他不会向我们承诺他做不到的事。
So, even temptations can be brought under control by the Holy Spirit of God.
那即使是诱惑都可以被我们因着圣灵能够得以被控制。
That's why the Bible says, even if you're angry, it says, be angry and sin not.
那神说不要生气也不要犯罪。
Now, what he means by that is, it's natural for us to haveanger in our lives.
不好意思，刚才是说可以生气，但是不要犯罪。
And sometimes anger, I guess, is all right because it says you can be angry, but don't sin about it.
那其实就是说，生气是我们自然的一个情绪的一部分。那你可以生气，但是不要犯罪。
And what I understand him saying there is, even our temper, even our everything in our lives, in our emotions, can be brought under control of the Holy Spirit.
那我的理解就是，我们情绪中的每一点，我们的每个所有的脾气，都可以在圣灵中得以控制。
So we even have to place our feelings in God's hands.
那我们甚至要把我们的心情放在神的手中。
And let Him control our emotions.
让他来控制我们的情绪。
And that's all part of the sanctifying process.
这也是成圣的过程中的一部分。
So there's healing of the heart.
所以有心的医治。
And healing of the mind.
有灵魂的医治。
And healing of the emotions.
有心情的医治。
And there's also healing of the body.
那也有身体的医治。
Now we know that God doesn't always heal everyone of every illness and disease.
那我们知道神并不会医治每一个人的所有的疾病。
But we do know it's part of God's divine plan to heal the body many times.
那我们也确实知道神神圣的计划中包括着去医治身体。多次医治。
If that were not so, Jesus wouldn't have done it.
那如果不是这样的话，耶稣也不会这么做。
But we know that Jesus went about healing multitudes in the Bible.
那我们知道，在圣经中描述耶稣医治多人。
And so God has promised also that ministry of healing of the body through His sanctifying grace.
那神也应许在他的成圣的恩典之下。有非常多的医治的工作。
And we have all seen people who have been healed by God's grace with physical healing.
我们都看到过借着神的恩典身体的医治发生。
I have visited a number of people from your congregation in the hospital who God has healed through medicine and through doctors and also through His touch.
那我还在医院中探视过很多甚至我们华人聚会的很多弟兄姐妹因着这个身体这个医生的医治或者说这个药物都最后也是。
And we believe God uses all methods for healing.
那我们神会用所有的方法来医治。
I have seen God divinely touch people and heal them of an illness without any medication or doctor.
我甚至看到了神他就神圣的这样子就是触摸到了一个病人，就不需要任何的医生的这个干预，他就医治了。
I have also seen God use man's knowledge in medicine and use medicines and doctors in surgery to bring healing as well.
那我也看到过运用人类的这个医学的知识，用通过医生的这个治疗和这个手术得以让病人医治的过程。
But God is certainly in the healing business of every kind.
那神一定是在做医治的工作，在每一个医治的工作中都做工。
And one of the greatest benefits of God's sanctifying grace, there's one more benefit I would speak of for a moment.
那一个神这个成圣的恩典的一个更大的一个好处呢，我就是还要再讲。
If we walk with a pure heart and a pure life now, it prepares us better to go to heaven.
那如果我们有一个清洁的心来生活的话，那他这样子准备我们能够上天堂。
We will feel and know that we are more ready to go to heaven.
我们会感觉并且知道我们上天堂更准备好。
And there will be more waiting for us when we get there.
那我们当我们真的去那里的时候，我们就准备得更充分。
I've never been to heaven.
我还没有去过。
I don't understand everything about it.
我不理解关于他的所有的事情都不一定都理解。
And I know everyone who is saved is going to go to heaven.
那我知道每一个被得救的人都应该上天堂。
But the Bible does speak about rewards.
那神也确实，圣经也确实讲到了这个奖励、奖赏。
I'm not sure how those awards are all going to be given out.
我不是很确定那些奖赏是怎么给出去。
But I'm sure that a person who has walked with God for a long time in this life.
那我知道，当一个人在世上的生命中有长时间与神同行的话
，and has asked God to sanctify their life so they could live a holy life here。
那同时也祈求神能够给他一个这个成圣的生命，在这个过世上圣洁的生活的话
，will somehow enjoy more of God's presence than someone who has not done that。
那会因着某种方式能够更好的得享神的同在。
We're not working for rewards。
我们并不是为了奖赏而生活。
But that will be one of the benefits of those who do walk with God。
那确实它会成为那些与神同行的人的奖赏。
But let us allow God to sanctify our hearts now。
那就让我们允许请求神能够洁净我们的心。
So that we can enjoy the kind of walk with God that He has intended.
所以我们就可以快乐地享受与神同行神的心愿。
Are any of you doing the study that we're doing on crazy love?
你们有没有人在做我们这个整个教会做这个疯狂的爱？
Is the Chinese church doing that at all with crazy the small group?
我们是不是要在做啊？还没有，还没有。
Yes.
Not yet.
Yeah. Was that Chinese?
That was, yes.
Okay, not yet. Well, when you do, I would encourage all of you to do it in some small group somewhere.
当你们需要真的要做的时候，我就鼓励你们在小组的形式来做。
And the thoughts from, you know, the teacher is a Chinese man.
你知道老教师其实是一个中国人
Francis Chan
是 Francis Chan
Francis Chan is the writer of the of that book
那是这个这本书的作者是 Francis Chan
The content of that book Crazy Love fits so well into what we're talking about today
那这个疯狂的爱的这本书的内容与我们今天讨论的内容非常的贴切切合
Living a life that is sold out to God.
我们要把我们的生命就完全卖给了神。
Totally given over to God.
完全给予神。
Because we don't know what tomorrow will bring.
因为我们不知道明天会怎样。
We just do not know what life will bring.
因为我们确实不知道生命会怎样。
So may God help us all to be prepared.
所以也求神能够让我们每一个人都准备好。
And may God help all of us to seek a holy life.
也求神能够帮助我们一个寻求圣洁的生活。
Amen.
Amen.